It's good to be back. The last month has been horrendous. Where haven't I been? I don't know. I think churches must be desperate, aren't they? They must be. Dear me. I was in a place called Stonehenge last Sunday in Derbyshire. Now, they have their service, their morning service. They do vary it because it's a farming area. So their morning service stroke afternoon service is at 2:30. And their evening service is at 6:30. And it's quite an interesting time. But they do have early morning sometimes. But because they've got to milk the cows. That's part of the reason. So some of the officers are there. They've got to milk the cows. So there we are. And so that was last week for the day. And I think the week before was in Ashbourne and Davenport Road, Ashbourne Baptist and Davenport Road in Derby for the day. And I don't normally do two different churches like that, but that's the way it is. But what I'm really rejoicing about was, and we had 3 weeks ago, I was preaching at Little Hill, we had 20 international students, China, Taiwan, Angola, Romania. And it's lovely. And one day, the more we go on, heaven will be populated with people from all over the world. And it's great, really is. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being with us. We just pray now that you'll take away anything that would distract us from hearing your voice. Speak to us, we pray, as we wait on you. Amen. Amen. Turn with me to Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. You'll see on the screen. Now, there's a great danger that we sometimes think we've heard that Bible story before. And do you know what happens when we think that? We can what? Yeah, we can switch off. That's all. Okay, but yeah, we can. Goes in one ear and it comes the next. Goes out the next. And the Lord has always got something new to say to us, even with familiar Bible stories. Here we have a man who was a Pharisee. Now, a Pharisee in those days would have been one of the leaders. Often they thought themselves much better than other people. They often scorned others, thinking that they're the best. And they're often the leaders. And we hear about the next person who's a tax collector. Put your hand up if you like tax collectors. No. Why don't we like tax collectors? Pardon? Say that.
We don't like paying taxes.
We don't like paying taxes. That's right, simple as that. We do not like paying taxes. We think we've earned our good money and that should be ours. But actually, we should pay tax, and it's right and proper that we do pay tax, even if we don't like to, but to help for all the services that we have. So we're going to find out now, in a moment, and I'll be slowly with the button because I don't want to get into trouble. I normally cause chaos. So Jesus spoke a parable. What is a parable? Can someone tell me? What do we mean by a parable? Yeah, go on. You go for it. Thank you. Excellent. It's a story Jesus told. And Jesus told stories like a parable in order for you and I to be able to what? Understand it. That's right. Straightforward talk. Some of us as preachers, we can be too complicated, can't we? Yes. And we can be too long as well, can't we? Yes. I'm sure Peter's not long and complicated. No. But, you know, we can be. I'm sure Roy's not and other preachers here. But we can be. And we don't need to be complicated and long. Maybe you're going to tell me afterwards how complicated and long I've been. But there we are. So a parable we've just said, thank you very much for your help. It's a story that Jesus told. What else can we say about a parable? Well, in this story, we could say, and we've already said that in a sense, it's a story with a what meaning? What meaning? What that word begin with S? Spiritual. That's right. With a spiritual meaning. Now, sometimes it's good to get back to basics, people. And you may think, is Dalton insulting our intelligence this morning? Well, praise God if I am, because we're going to find out nice and simple and go through something here, which is wonderful. So it's a story with a spiritual meaning. And in this case, we've got two men who went up to pray. Now then, we're going to look, first of all, at the prayer of who? Whose prayer we're going to look at? The who? The Pharisee. Right, let's have a look. Verse 11. Let's all read it together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Verse 11. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed. Lord, I thank you that I am not like these Verse 12. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, what the Pharisee is saying here, and we don't often say this as preachers, but actually what the Pharisee is saying is no doubt true. This is what he does. And he's talking about himself. But actually, is he praying? Do you really believe he's praying? Is that prayer? Yes or no?
No.
Why? Why is that not prayer? Come on, let's find out. Not just from the children, everybody, but that's good to have the children involved, because I want everybody involved. Yes?
Because you're not praying to the Lord. You're praying about yourself.
Very good. Excellent. It's all about himself. Let's look at verse 11. How does verse 11 start? He stood by himself. God, I what? I thank you that I'm not like other people. Actually, he's not just talking about the tax collector here, is he? No. He's bringing everybody else in. That's in the plural, more than one. Yeah, it's in the plural. I thank you that I'm not like other people. So you could see him, can't you? Stand there. Oh, aren't I great? Look at the people. Oh, aren't I great? That's the best. I'm not like other people. And then he goes on to describe other people. How does he describe other people? He says he's not a what? Robber. He's not, come on, I need to hear it. He's not a evildoer. He's not a or even like this. Aren't I good? And then he then goes on to describe what he does. What does he do? Verse 12. He says, I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I have. In other words, what he's saying is, I fast. What do we mean by fast? Years ago, and sometimes people do it today, and actually it won't be a bad thing for us if we felt it's of the Lord to do it, but people used to go without food when there was times of great crisis, or times where they're looking and praying for God to lead them and direct them. So people would sometimes go without food for a certain period of time in order not to be distracted. And they would see food almost as a distraction. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not saying we shouldn't eat. We should eat. Yeah, everybody? That is good, we should eat. We're not saying don't eat. But there are sometimes, for some people, they want to, without distraction, just set themselves to pray. And what this man is saying, I do it twice a week, fasting. You know, I'm spending time with God. And he also goes on to say, what does it, I give a, how much of what I get? I give a tenth. So he's saying, oh yes, I put money. I don't know where that's in bank. Anyway, I put money. We've got a box here somewhere, something at the back. I put a tenth of everything I get. I give money. And really, when we are giving, should be between us and the Lord. It's not something we go broadcasting, should it really? Because sometimes there are some Christians who can give more than others, because, you know, sometimes God's blessed some people with a little bit more money and others maybe not so much. But it doesn't matter. Whatever we've got, if we're able to give towards the work of God, we should. And it's proper and right that we should. So, what a man, what a prayer. Is that how we should pray? Is that how we should pray?
No.
No. Right, let's just move on then and find out. So that's his prayer. And some of these things we've said already. We've said that already, haven't we? Yeah, all about himself. He was what? He was arrogant. What does that word mean? Come on, we're not moving till I get an answer from what, some of the older ones at the back. Well, the older ones, some of the older ones are at the front as well, but there we are. Don't want to pick out, do we? We don't want to discriminate. There we are. What does arrogant mean? Come on, I need someone to tell me. Sorry? He's full? Yeah, he's full of everything. You think, oh, I'm it. You know, I'm the main. You know, I can't do it. I'm skinny as anything. I am it, you know. Ooh, 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 watch me. Whoa. Not only that, he was what? What's the word in yellow?
Selfish.
Thank you. He was selfish. Thinking about all himself. Now then, let's just stop there. Are we like that? Are we selfish? God doesn't want us to be selfish. God wants us to be those who share what we have, whether it be food, talk, be friendly, and so on. It's good not to be selfish. Don't be selfish. But this man, that was true of him. And we've said that already because he was talking about himself. So what a Pharisee. What a, well, that's not good, is it? Right, okay, let's just move on then. Secondly, the tax collector's prayer. Verse 13, let's all read together. Are we ready? After three, three. But oh, isn't that incredible? Now, from our picture, can anybody see where do you think the tax collector is on that picture? Can anybody see it? Where is he? Where is he? Can you see him yet? One or two hands, yeah? You can see him? Yeah? Where? Left or right? Is it? Can I get a red on here or not? No. Middle button. Right, show me because this is important. So, middle button. Oh, right, thank you. Right. So, is that, who's that then? Is that the tax collector?
No.
Are you sure? Where is he then? Where's the tax collector?
At the top.
At the top? Oh, is that the tax collector? What's he doing there?
Kneeling.
Right. Because he felt, as we say today, he felt so horrible. Do you know, he felt guilty. He knew that he wasn't truthful. He knew that he had let people down. He knew that he had cheated people. And do you know what? We've all let people down. And maybe at times we've all cheated people. Dalton King has. We've let people down. And that's not good. It's not good. God wants people who are honest. Yeah? It's important to be honest. And people want to follow him. But this man felt so bad that he stood, and it's incredible this. Let's make sure I get it right. He stood where? At a distance. He felt so bad. He said, I can't even look up. Can't even look up. Let's just move on just for a bit about the tax collector. Because his prayer, as we've said, he stood at a distance. But what else can we say? The tax collector was what? Truly? He was. He was. I really wanted to make it so straightforward and simple this morning because I recognise when I've been here, we've got younger ones here, and it's really important that we all understand. Yeah? Good. So whether you colouring or reading or whatever, even if there's odd bits that you get, that's good. That's good. The tax collector was truly sorry, and he was. Now, what's the word in yellow? Can you see it at the back?
Selfless.
Selfless. Now, what does the word selfless mean? Let's have some. I want round here now. What does the word selfless mean? Come on. Oh, you guys have been too quiet.
Selfless.
What does selfless mean?
Selfless.
Yes, what does it mean? Anyone? All right, we may have to, sorry?
Not selfish.
Not selfish, yeah, thank you. That's straightforward. Not selfish. Because when we're selfish, that's mine. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I've got to have. When we're selfless, we say, actually, I'll share. Or actually, I'll give. Or actually, it doesn't matter that I didn't get it and somebody else got it, and so on. He was selfless. And we can see that because here, he just stood in a corner, felt so bad. Let's quickly move on. What else? Big verse. Verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. That's a big word. Oh, Roy, we might need you to explain that. Justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Let's have a look at that. Justified. What do we mean by that word then? If Roy's not going to help us, is someone going to help us? What does that mean, Roy? Help us, simply.
It's, if I'm justified, it's just as if I'd never sinned.
Lovely, thank you. I love it. I love it. Do you know, so he went home justified, as Roy has just said, everybody listening, just as if I'd never sinned, because what? Because Jesus have paid the price. He died for our sins. So, what Christ did on the cross, actually, we deserve to be suffering. We deserve to be punished. But Jesus took the punishment that you and I deserve, just as if we'd never done it. Isn't that incredible? And we're going to get really technical now, because it means that if we're a Christian, we are in Christ. Incredible. So that when God looks at us, he doesn't see the bad things, because he's holy. He sees us in Christ, which means that we're clothed, white, we're being washed. Oh, isn't that incredible? Just as if we'd never sinned. I could say lots more about that, but then we're going to get really technical, and then we'll get lost. But it's wonderful. Just as if we'd never sinned because of what Jesus did on the cross. So, what we're saying here, the tax collector, it says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. And what does the word humble mean? It means we come almost like as a little child. Come to God, asking him for help. So the tax collector. And as we're now finishing, so we've looked at the prayer of the Pharisee. We've looked at the prayer of the tax collector. And as we're finishing, we've got to just say, what can we learn? Well, number one. What can we learn, number one? What does it say there? The Pharisees was not heard, it was self-centered. And we've said that already. It was all about him. Now, nothing wrong in praying for one another. There's nothing wrong in praying for yourself. And we should pray for one another. Husband and wife, pray for each other. Pray for our family. Pray for our children. I've got 3 children. 2 boys, 1 girl. My eldest son just announced just a few weeks ago, he's engaged, and we're all celebrating a wedding in Ramsgate. That's a long way away, but anyway, there we are. A wedding in Ramsgate. They've had an engagement, never do this in my day, had an engagement celebration in Ramsgate, and they wanted one in Leicester, so I had to do a big barbecue a few weeks ago. There we are. I say I had to. Actually, it was lovely. It was great. 50 people. Great. Plenty of Jamaican jerk chicken. Praise the Lord. Anyway, we better not digress. But it's great. But the Pharisees' prayer was all self-centered. What else can we say? Being kind, giving money and going to church does not take away your sins. The Pharisees thought, I do this, I do that. Well, it's not about what I do. Actually, it's about what Jesus did and what God can do. Not about I. We need to get rid of the I. And we need to put Jesus there instead. So being kind and giving money does not take away your sin. What else can we say? It's important. And we've got that word again. The tax collector went home justified. Just as Roy was explaining, just as if he'd never sinned. Or another word, forgiven. Yes. Forgiven. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful. At Little Hill tonight at our church, I'm doing the communion tonight. And the short word I'm going to give, we're not digressing, because short word that the Lord's laid on my heart for some time now is no condemnation. Romans 8. And I'm going to say to the people tonight at Little Hill after the service, it says here, no condemnation for the believer. We're no longer condemned. Why? Because of Christ, what he did on the cross. This is why we're celebrating communion. And it's great. The tax collector, do you think the tax collector was happy when he went home? Yes, he was rejoicing, people. Thanks God. It's good. Boy, I am finishing, don't worry. What else can we say? God hears us when we are truly sorry. And I mean that. That's important. We must mean business. We must be truly sorry. And when we are, the Bible says, God hears us. And it's wonderful. It really is. But we must come to God empty. Not full of ourselves. Yeah? We mustn't be full of ourselves. We've got to come empty. Desperate. Desperate. What does that mean? Well, Lord, I really need you. And almost crying out to God for mercy that we all need. The tax collector recognizes his sinful condition and cried out to God. And I love this. He cried out to God, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What a prayer. And if you're not a Christian this morning, you can make that your prayer. You can ask God to be merciful to you. Why? Because you've messed up. You've sinned. You've gone away against the laws of God. So what is Dalton saying this morning? Dalton's saying, if you're not a Christian, you can be saved by asking Jesus. Crying out to Jesus for mercy. Lord, come into my life. Save me. And if you're a Christian, we need to rejoice, don't we, Christians? That we've been saved. We're on our way to heaven. Do you know, we're pilgrims. Do you know what I mean by that? This is not our home, Market Overton, or where I come from. Stony Gate in Leicester. That's not my home. My home is heaven. Praise God. What a day that will be. No more death, no more crying, no more pain. It'll all be gone. Great. High five. Yeah, it'll all be gone. So praise God. What a day that will be. Heaven, glory. And we all need to rejoice. Can you pray that prayer? Well, may the Lord, I think that was my last bit on there. I'll soon find out. Yeah. May the Lord help us all to want to follow him and look to him in all things. We don't want to be like the Pharisee. We want to come to God humbly, like the tax collector. Well, we're going to sing now, Oh For a Closer Walk With You. And great to have Joan on the piano. I think first time. Very good, Joan. Excellent. Thank you. Great. All right. Oh, for a closer walk with God.